What's up, everybody? It's another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy, two-time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot, Salty Show. What's going on in the PA Pittsburgh? You got any climifiers over there? I don't know what a climifier is. Do you guys know what climifiers are? I don't know. It's a new made-up term by the crazy left people. Now, the climate fires are what's destroying the West Coast right now. Climate fires.
What?
Guys, I just want to show you a picture. I just want to show you a picture of myself. Please don't mind the teleprompter. We'll tell you about that. All right.
For those who don't know, he's holding a picture of Joker.
All right. Trump gets another Nobel Peace Prize nomination. And as predicted, the left, like clockwork, wants to now end the Nobel Peace Prize.
God.
Okay, now, if Democrats don't get their act together, they're going to have to start hoarding Kleenex boxes, because instead of mail-in ballots in November, there's a red wave coming, guys. Uh-oh, they are not ready. Now, also, the big purge is here. More and more celebrities and former government officials are deleting phone records. Oof, we're going to talk about that. Guys, George Floyd was a police informant. New evidence to that claim. Nobody's ready. All that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
TheSaltyShow.com.
Well, 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 ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of The Salty Show. Heidi, what do you got for us? I think I'm a little drunk already.
Uh-oh.
Cheers. You haven't even had a drink. You had two sips of a drink. Oh, I shit. It's going to be one of those kind of episodes.
I mean, it's dry.
He's going to be slurring in about 5 minutes.
I think I will.
He got baby cry.
Heidi, save me. What do you got for us?
I don't know if I can save you. I think I'm going to help you drink a little more.
She can't be Captain Save-A-Ho tonight.
I don't know that I can help you on this one. So, what state? Real quick.
Ooh, I love
Tennessee.
I got just one what
like
state
this.
For y'all.
I'm going to say Tennessee.
A woman pulled over on the side of a very, very busy main road, got up on top of her vehicle, took off her shirt and her bra, and began to jump up and down. Boobies going everywhere,
Florida.
Screaming and yelling and carrying on.
Florida. I'm right.
Was that a friend of yours in Florida?
I don't know.
Colorado.
That's it.
Tennessee, Colorado, and Florida.
No, I'm changing mine.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to say.
What does that mean? I don't know what that
Namaste.
Means.
Chicago. I'm going to say, you know, like Illinois/Chicago area.
Illinois.
So, Saul, you do have this one. It is Florida. We now have Florida woman.
Florida man.
Yeah. A lot of spectators got it on film, and they were able to get it posted out there on social media and send it and share it.
Wow.
I haven't seen any news articles come out yet, so I'm watching this. It's this very new incident. It does show pictures. Like, it went south very quickly. She ended up being stark naked, completely stripped down. And I mean, look, based on the picture, she's not a badly figured woman. She wasn't.
Send me the link.
It wasn't like she wasn't. I'm gonna
need 5 minutes
for the.
Give me a minute.
It's for the show. Okay.
Okay.
Just asking for a friend.
I am sending it out just so you guys can see it. But you can.
It's like Chris Evans sending a dick pic by accident and sent Twitter in a fury this weekend too.
Don't send it to your parents now. don't send it to the wrong group
if
chat.
I don't know if you can. Right? Oh my lord, that would get me into a world of trouble.
I'll pull it over now.
Yeah, I'd like you to, because the video is there too. Come on.
Going back, you said Chris Evans accidentally sent a dick pic on Twitter.
Well, apparently his brother, who's also an actor, sends like all these dick pics to him, apparently. And like something happened where like the thumbnail came up and it got posted somehow in like a live chat. So they screenshot it and he had to like backtrack, say it wasn't mine, blah, blah, blah.
I didn't realize he had a brother in Hollywood.
They did do a nice job.
Oh, you sent it as a video. Why don't you send it as a link?
No. There's a pictures. Oh, I don't.
You sent it as a video. It's going to be crappy.
It's okay. Just look at the picture.
Oh, wow.
If you stroll, she's butt naked. She's stark naked. Like, look at the other pictures that I sent you. And she's, again, not a bad figured woman. She's not a heavy set lady or anything. along those lines. And so anyways, it's hard to say. It's hard to really hear. I'm watching because I want to know why she decided that she needed to flaunt her stuff on peaceful, down the middle of.
That's too
funny.
This
is right in Brevard County.
Mostly fiery protests.
Yeah. Yeah. She's protesting something.
Mostly peaceful.
So that led me to look, like, it took me forever to find this because it is amazing how many people in Florida get busted for doing things nude in public.
Well, we had that whole thing where they were grown-ass men were walking down the street naked in California with their tiny peepees.
So they had a naked couple that was found wrestling in a car right outside of Florida Mall.
Oh, hello.
Because right after sex, she threw her peepee napkin at him. And that's exactly what he told officers.
What the fuck is a peepee napkin? Please elaborate on this.
They had sex in the car. They had the sex in the car, and afterwards, she got out because she had to pee. So she got out of the car, peed on the side of the car, had her napkin wiped herself, and apparently when she threw it back at the car, it landed on the boyfriend. He was angry, turned into a brawl inside the car, and the police showed up to find them both naked. And, I mean, you guys...
That's got to be a little weird. Like, you think about, like... as a guy, swinging naked, your fucking dick and balls are just swinging all over the place. Like, you're a prime target. All she's got to do is just smack him right in the dick.
Yeah,
like,
he's down.
You want to hit me in the face?
He down goes Frazier.
Well, it was a pee napkin. When I saw that, fucking I was Florida. Just dying. I was like,
Florida for Trump, baby.
We need to move to Florida.
Oh, my God.
Seriously?
All right, what else you got?
Not for this.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of funny. And then they're starting to send out warnings here in Arizona that teachers' morale might be down, and they're concerned that students are going to be affected as they go back to school because the teachers aren't going to be able to keep the morale up for the kids.
Because I'm making COVID.
Yeah. So,
but I could go to the bar and be a whore.
That.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
Tim. Already, exactly. Yeah. No. Tim is right. You know why? Because this is what this is. They're so happy to be at home and not go to fucking work. I'm tired of the lies of my health. No, bitch, you're just trying to be out, like Tim says, be out and fucking drinking and partying, and now you don't want to go to work. Fuck out of here. Not all of them. There are some good teachers out there, but like every person in society, you have those people out there who are just trying to take advantage of the system. Fuck you. Done. No, I'm drunk.
Well, because they say, and here's the deal. They say masks work if you can't social distance.
Yeah.
So those kids you can probably figure out how to, put a little bit more space between the kids.
Why are we doing any of that with our children, period?
I get you, but I'm going by the CDC guidelines because these are the same people that go, wear a mask. It's science. So science says I can wear a mask and not contract COVID. Then I should be able to go to school and not contract COVID. So it's only good for when I go to the restaurant or the bar or the grocery store, but it's not good to go and the bank. It's good to go everywhere except for school and voting and church. That's it. None.
So I saw this reply from a teacher on a conservative post. I don't even know where, but I remember the response. And the reply was, the teacher was like, well, we're worried about our lives. And there's been, I don't know, 3-4 teachers who have already died. And people like the comment and everybody's like, yeah, teachers are dying. 3 teachers in a population of what? Like, what is the normal death rate of teachers throughout the year? And let's compare it to that. It's like, this is the normal. This happens. Teachers, they get sick. Something happens. They get pneumonia. They die. I mean, this is life, guys. And now every single death is highlighted and we're putting a spotlight and a microscope on this. And we're like, done. Unless people are dropping bodies everywhere, this is not a pandemic. It's not. So shut the fuck up. I'm drunk.
Oh, good.
Well, okay. That should be fun. That should be fun for Tim's my last face. Article here that I'm getting ready to bring up.
All right, drum roll. Shock face. Sorry.
About a year ago, I'm going to kind of break it up a little. About a year ago, a 24-year-old man and a 31-year-old woman stood up and took their own set of vows, I would say, to uphold and defend the people of the United States of America. These 2 police officers were shot and are in critical condition in an LA hospital right now, while men and women stand outside chanting, We hope you die. Leaving behind, possibly in the wake of this devastation, a 6-year-old little boy for the 31-year-old woman. This is the insanity, the vulgarity, the...
disgusting. It's disgusting, Heidi.
Savagery. Yeah. Savagery of our nation. And what I don't understand is why we're tweeting out warnings to telling them, please don't block the doors. Not that you shouldn't be there, but just don't block the doors to the emergency room and to the hospitals. Where are the people? Where's this silent majority at right now? And why aren't they there defending those police officers and protecting those hospital doors? Because nobody else is doing it. Nobody else.
So at least on the bright side, the cops are out of surgery and they're stable. They are stable now. They're in stable condition. And it looks like they will come through. Unfortunately, the silent majority is in a really tough spot right now because the reason why I say this, we are 50 days from the election. If the silent majority goes out and starts defending, the narrative will be, Trump supporters are racist. And now everything that you can think of, it's feeding the one thing that Kyle Rittenhouse, but they went away from him real quick because they realized that motherfucker, it really was self-defense. So nobody talks about Kyle Rittenhouse anymore because they know we're screwed because we called him a white supremacist, Nazi. Yeah, he wasn't doing that. He's not that. He was defending.
Yeah.
The video show him early in the day cleaning up the neighborhood and there during the night saying, I'm here to protect you guys and whatnot. Then it shows the cracked out guy calling him the N-word and shoot me. And then it shows the same guy running at him, trying to kill him. Then the next guy trying to kill him. And then the guy that he blew off his arm. So it's all kind of like, you don't hear about Kenosha and on top of that, Rittenhouse anymore.
He's a kid and he was being, chased by adult men. So their story crumbles, and you're right. Look, just to add my two cents to this thing, like Heidi says, this is disgusting. Now, the killer apparently is still at large. They're trying to find him. There's a $100,000 reward out there leading to this guy's arrest. So if anybody has information out there, please turn this guy in. Now, this is the result of the leftist glorification of that thug culture that, we're seeing. And the golden casket for fucking criminals. It's disgusting. These cowards are now feeling empowered and justified to do these atrocious acts. Even to the point where, like Heidi said, you had BLM motherfuckers outside the hospital blocking the entrance, chanting. What were they saying? We hope he dies.
Yeah, we hope they die.
We hope they die. There's two of them.
Okay, now again, this is the result of what CNN and MSNBC and all these fucking leftist zombies have been justifying for the last 5-6 months. This is what they create. They justify criminal behavior and then act all surprised when shit like this happens. This is their fault, and we need to call it. But as Tim said, the second that you show force against these motherfuckers, like if regular citizens, the news media will have a spotlight on them and they will paint them as the most horrible human beings while they ignore the real demons in society. And so we will remember in November is my message. And we need to go out in full force, and we'll talk about this. But Heidi, I'm going to let you finish.
November 4th is going to be.
Yeah, so I am glad that Tim was able to update, because in the articles that I was reading, I hadn't seen any update yet on.
Yeah, it literally on where in they the were, last so. Like hour, okay. it, hour 2 hours it kind of
yeah,
came out.
That's great. So that's great news, and hopefully we won't have any. Mom will be home with her son, and the young man will be home with his family. Because the holidays are around the corner, so. And then if 50 days is where we're at, and then in 55 days after we know that they're done with the bullshit of trying to say that he's not our president because that's coming. It's going to take a few days of them bickering about how something was done incorrectly.
November 4th is going to be a really
crazy day. I think November 4th is when you see martial law get implemented.
I have seriously-
the election's over, and because they already, so I don't know if you've been reading about things, but they've already have they already have their whole war games planned out for November 4th.
Yeah, I am. Yep, yep. I'm seriously leaning at doing a work from home day that day with even my staff, because I don't want them on the roads, and where my office sits is not, you know, I can just imagine what could potentially fall upon us there. And so I'm definitely looking at just saying, no, we're just not going to, we're going to, unfortunately, due to what's going on in the world, we're not going to take those chances and put our lives at risk.
Yeah.
Openly.
Even like,
especially my employees. It's one thing if I do it, because, but it's another thing for me.
But they're openly telling you what's going to happen on November 4th.
Yeah.
WAPO had some article. I think The Atlantic had articles. CNN, like everybody basically put out articles saying, come November 4th, when Joe Biden doesn't concede, we're going to all hell is going to break loose. They basically telling everybody, like, get ready. This shit's going to get worse.
If you think about it, Tim, maybe not. Right. Because and this might be and this might be the silver lining in Biden not conceding. Why? Because then they still have hope. Because if Trump outright wins and Biden concedes, then they'll fucking burn the streets and they'll say, we don't want him. We don't want Trump. But if Biden doesn't call it and he doesn't, you know what I mean? And there's still a question. They may just wait. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
But they can't change nothing. I mean, because it's about counting at that point. So everything is done. The election's done. It's not like it's like, oh, we're waiting for more people to, you know,
but like
submit
I
their
said,
polls.
Look, in the polls right now, there are lies. They're lies like they were in 2016. So these leftists right now, they need to hoard their Kleenex boxes. That's what they need to hoard. Not the voting ballots, because this is coming. Because it's going to be a landslide. It will. It will. You know why it's going to be a landslide? And it'll be so clear. And this is the beautiful thing about the Electoral College, is that the Democrats today don't know what states to cheat in, because they can't cheat in all of them. They just can't. Right? They can't cheat in every county and everywhere. They can't. The base today is more, it's solidified. Dude, I'm going to show you videos of the enthusiasm there is for this. And I've never seen it. We've said this over and over again. And so he's going to win so many states that it's going to be pointless for them to say, well, California has all these. Who gives a fuck? California can win and he still wins. Well, we got these. And no, he was going to win so overwhelmingly that it's not going to be a story. Now, again, you heard it here first, because a lot of people are talking about, I don't think so. I don't think so. Again, because I've been following politics for so many years, man. I was in high school reading news articles about, you know, the Bob Dole versus Bill Clinton, you know, and I've never seen this ever. So the enthusiasm for Trump is big. And again, I'm going to show you videos of people, lifelong Democrats, who are now coming out saying, this is the first time in my whole life I'm voting Republican. So it's coming. There's a red wave coming. Heidi, do you have anything else before we move on?
No.
Okay, so let's get into this topic, because this one, it's everywhere. It's all over social media, and I've seen some videos that are astounding, dude. This is incredible. Now, maybe it's that now we have real drones now that, you know, just the average citizen can use and take videos of this shit. But incredible apocalyptic views of San Francisco with orange skies. Have you guys seen these videos? This is eerie. This is amazing. I don't know what other word to use, but I mean, this is looks like a Hollywood production video. The way that, I mean, this is San Francisco, dude. Look at this shit.
It's from all the fires.
City ran by
exactly
herself.
To describe, Tim, I'm going to let you describe. But again, like Tim says, these are fires that have been happening out in the West Coast.
Yeah, so there have been fires going from Washington State all the way down to San Francisco and probably into a little bit into Central Cali.
Yeah, I heard someone say anything north of San Diego is on fire on
the
West Coast.
So the entire sky is literally reddish orange. It's and it's like in the eerie. Middle of the day. Like, it's and not normal.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but the music that they're playing in the background, it's from Blade Runner,
yeah.
Where the environment is basically all destroyed.
So
I mean, it
Gavin
fits because
Newsom,
that's what it looks like. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so Gavin Newsom, he came out two days ago. Dude, that guy really is like the devil. When you look at that guy, ooh, like he's.
I'm going to show you the video.
It looks like he.
Yeah. Go ahead.
He looks like he's on crack. You know what I mean? But he comes out in his presser going, you know, the 19th century way, you know, the 19th century way of dealing with fires is wrong. And, you know, this is the problem because of climate. That's why I was joking about climate fires in Pennsylvania, because climate fires don't exist. They're trying to blame all the wildfires on climate change. But you know what's happening?
No, what's happening?
People are getting arrested in Washington and Oregon and probably California, but you don't hear about that, for setting these motherfucking forests on fire, because these Antifa cucks are now saying, oh, we want to deal with climate change, so we want to bring light to climate change, so we're going to set shit on fire. Like, to where citizens are doing citizens' arrests because people are coming on their property with matches and shit. And they're like, what are you doing on my property? Whoa. Nope, bitch. Get on the ground. Bang. You see a guy, like, literally on the ground, citizens' arrest, waiting for the cops because they are setting these fires.
Yeah, this is a view of I think this is in California, and it's actually a fire tornado, man. This is eerie to watch. It's crazy. And so I'm going to play the video that Tim said about Gavin Newsom, again, standing in the middle of a forest that is literally, you know, burning. And obviously the air is, you know, just smoke and ashes. And he claims this is the future of America if we elect Donald Trump. And I'm going to let you listen to his own words. Gavin Newsom. Genius.
When you have temperatures, record-breaking temperatures, record droughts, then you've got something else at play. And that's exactly what the scientists have been predicting for a half a century. It is here now. California, folks, is America fast forward. What we're experiencing right here is coming
now.
To community all across the United States of America, unless we get our act together on climate change.
What?
Unless we disabuse ourselves of all the BS that's being spewed by a very small group of people that have an ideological reason to advance the cause of a 19th century framework and solution. We're not going back to the 19th century. We're not apologists to that status quo. We believe in the fresh air of progress versus the stale air. Emphasis.
Yeah, how's that progress working for you?
And he's looking up in a cloud of smoke and ashes. A raspy ass voice. Clean air. Yeah. On top of you rolling blackouts because, you know, the Green Deal is really working well in California, coming to a city near you.
Yep. Yeah. How's that working for you, Gavin?
Fucking cuck.
How's that working for you?
He really is a cuck.
Here's my thing about his leadership, dude. Way to instill hope in people. He's all gloom and doom now, and also way to be honest about what liberal policies bring, right? Because this is what liberal policies bring. And again, Obama, Hillary, CNN, and even Mr. Corn Pop himself tweeted.
Who's Mr. Corn Pop? Biden.
Didn't hear about Corn Pop.
I guess
Mr. Hairy Legs.
Me and Corn Pop go way back.
It was the same speech when he talked about Hairy Legs. This is you can call Biden now Corn Pop. Sorry, I'm drunk. Anyways, so
we're still looking for Corn Pop.
Yeah. So now all these people they tweeted out claiming that the West Coast fires, and this is before the news came out as Tim said, that these were actually done by fucking arsonists. And they all tweeted out right away because apparently they're all fucking coordinated and they planned this shit. Like, oh, this is climate change. Fucking climate change. However, the fires, as Tim mentioned, were started by arsonists. And stories really quickly started coming out. And they started arresting people who were caught on video, literally with a fucking gas can in their hand and the match on the other. Like these people. And, dude. But it's climate change and it's coming to your city. You know what? To a certain extent, he might be right. This is coming to your city if you continue to vote for these liberal policies that make excuses for these Antifa fucks. Because this is what they are, dude. This is what they're planning to do. And they have the country held hostage, you know.
Yeah. So I have a question here. They caught these people. The thing here says four people arrested, whatever, for starting these fires, wildfires. Yeah. What is the appropriate punishment for these people? Do we hang them in the town square?
Well, no.
If people died, yes.
Murder?
It's murder. Yes, murder. They need to die. Yeah.
So if millions and billions, let's just face it, trillions of dollars worth of homes and property are destroyed, that's fine. We just let them off with a little slap on the
Yes, because,
the
you know, because, you know, the saying that, you know, you have insurance so you can be, you know, recouped. So
yeah.
All your life possessions, everything that you've accumulated in your life. No, that's privilege.
No,
that's privilege.
No, that doesn't work for me. So what do we do with these people? What do we do with them?
Honestly, I say
you can't just let them go. Do you just throw them in jail?
I say throw them in Gitmo and give them Big Bob's cock meat sandwich.
I say you draw and quarter them in the public square. I'm confused as to why you guys are laughing.
No, Jeremy, you make a valid point.
You have to make a point with these
people.
You make
a valid point. Like, so you need to be shown accountability.
Because they ruined a lot of people's lives. And you know what I mean? Like, yes. They did. And I'm with you. A case could be made that these people should be put to death. I am one of public flogging or public executions. I think people need to see what happens when you do stupidity. I trust me, this shit ends really quick if people are able to see what happens if you do
if they're held accountable for their actions. And for some reason, we live in a world now where no one's accountable for their actions anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, when did this start? And who thought this was a good idea?
Right.
This is the problem. So when this problem started way back in 2011, 2012 with Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street, this is them. They were in college and then they got out of college and this is what they're doing. Yeah, they've morphed into this, right? So they never got slapped because they let them take over Central Park and destroy Central Park for about, 3 weeks? You know what I mean? Where they sat there and then it was like a fucking hazardous environment. You know what I mean?
Toxic waste dump.
But this is what happens when what we're seeing right now is the epitome of the you're in timeout generation. Everybody gets a participation trophy.
Yeah.
No kid left behind.
Mommy's going to count to three.
Exactly.
This is the
two.
We are the generation. and I'm saying we because me and Nelly, you know, we're part of the original, you know, centennials, whatever the hell we're called now, that flows into millennials and Gen Zs. This is the problem for that 1990, you know, like 1992 and up crowd that were born and the parents, I'm going to be your friend and use your inside voice. And this is what happens because, and I hate, you know, look, my dad never hit me. My dad didn't believe in violence, but like he loved to scream, but he.
Well, that explains everything.
My dad.
Just kidding.
But my thing is my dad would use reality to put things in perspective. Oh, you want to act like that? All right, cool. I'm going to take you down over here. Go act like that. You're not coming back alive. You know what I mean? Like, he would use the lesson.
You make a valid point because you know, some kids can take a beating and it's not going to change their attitude. But you take away their PlayStation and trust me, they will change today. Right? So you got to be, as a parent, I mean, this is a reality. You have to know where it's going to hurt the most. And that's where you're going to have to, for the sake of your future child, know where to instill the pain of discipline because the discipline has to hurt. Yeah.
That clapping a few minutes ago was me beating my kid on the count of two. One, two.
No.
No, but
the count, the one, two, three count is one.
two, no, three.
So you know what the worst was? Not, no, you have 3 seconds to stop doing what you're doing.
So like the biggest fear of God was like if you were out in public and they were just, and you did something and they just looked, they said,
yeah, the look.
And they just had to look and they go, and we'll deal with this when we get home. And then like you get in the car, like every step of the way, like you think everything is cool, like the whole way home, right? Because you're having a conversation, you know, maybe even laughing. But as soon as you get in the door, whack, and you're like, ah, like what happened? Nope. I thought we were cool.
I spanked right on the spot in public and no way. You have to address it immediately. I just had this conversation the other day with somebody.
But what I'm trying to get at is that some kids will choose to take the pain as long as they don't get their privileges taken away. And to me,
corporal punishment, the pain is very temporary.
Exactly. And so you have to be smart as a parent when it comes to that, because trust me, if you take the PlayStation away from that kid, it'll hurt longer than corporal punishment. And so, but not everything applies to
phone.
Exactly.
And it's age appropriate too, right? So, because prime example to back up exactly what you're saying is, you know, obviously, as I just said, I was a spanker with all three of my kids, but when it was age appropriate, but then they get to an age where why are you spanking your kid? Your kid is too old for that.
He's 27. And stop that,
you know? And so that changes and it does it. I mean, I can easily say, you know, it changes, you know, probably depending on the kid and depending on the household, maybe, just before 10, give or take. I think for my kids, it was probably 5 or 6. But then look at what I did with Connor. I mean, here I had an 18-year-old kid living under my house. He was a senior in high school. He didn't want to play by my rules. He didn't want to do what he was supposed to do. And what did I do? I took away everything from him, including his personal time that people think that these kids need. No way. Your personal time is going to be that hour that it's going to take you to do homework. Oh, by the way, that you're going to do at the kitchen table. You don't get to go into your room and do it. You don't get your phone. You don't get your, and he was 18 and I had people telling him, end me, you know, he's an adult. He's 18. Yeah. And he lives under my roof. I'm the freaking parent and he's under my roof. And until the kid graduates high school, and he's not under my roof anymore. My rules, or get your ass out.
And he's gone.
And what did he do?
Those people who were telling you that bullshit, until you fucking have him under your roof, then you can give me advice or otherwise.
Right.
Shut the fuck up. Now, here's a real question, though, because I have a question. Somebody sent me a question. And the real question is, what is your fourth child? What kind of punishment does he prefer?
My fourth child?
Jeremy.
Yeah, I know exactly where that was going.
Anyway,
look,
this took a weird turn.
That's a special kind
of, weird turn. I don't want to hear about
that. That's a special kind of whipping.
But one of the things I wanted to say real quick about that. No, we're not talking about Jeremy.
No, I was going to wrap up Connor quick because I did that.
Hurry up, we're done with him.
I did that, and now in January, he decided he was going to get a little cocky on January 1st, and what'd I tell him? Get your ass out of the house. By the 14th, 15th of January, he was. Has he hit bumps in the road? Absolutely. But we're talking about a 20-year-old young man now that pays his bills, that lives and is responsible for his own actions, for his own shit. We're not bailing him out of trouble.
Good.
Yeah. He's grown up to be better than half the freaking 40-year-old men out there.
Why are you making fun of Nelson?
Shut the fuck up.
It was you.
Hey.
It was you. That's why mommy's coming to make sure that you get your shit straight.
So what I found funny, because we got to move on from the fires and all this. But what I found funny was the same day that a state trooper in Oregon said, hey, guys, we're arresting people for starting these fires. Right. The FBI of Portland came out and said, guys, there's a lot of misinformation going on that these fires are from climate, not from arson. And then, you see every day, right after, oh, two more people arrested for arson, two more people. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, the FBI's in on it.
The FBI office in Oregon came out and said it wasn't arsonist. Yeah. It was.
Oh, yeah. God.
There's some weird shit going on, man.
To counter that point, then, let me read this first paragraph. I was going to skip it, but for the sake of that, because you're right, Tim, there are certain factions of government entities and government agencies that are still loyal to or fucking brainwashed by this leftist ideologies of climate change and bullshit. And this is from the an actual national, what is this? NIH. What is it? National.
That's Fauci.
Institution. No, wait. What
NIH. Institution of Health?
Maybe.
Institute of Health?
NIH.
But yeah, that's where Fauci works.
This is the article, which says global trends in wildfire and its impacts. Perceptions versus realities in a changing world. So let me read a couple of these sentences. Wildfire has been an important process affecting the Earth's surface and atmospheres for over 350 million years, and human societies have coexisted with fire since their emergence. Yet many consider wildfire as an accelerating problem, with widely held perceptions, both in the media and scientific papers, of increasing fire occurrence, severity, and resulting losses. However, important exceptions aside, the quantitative evidence available does not support these perceived overall trends. Instead, global area burned appears to have overall declined over past decades. To me, this is the reality. The perception is there's an increase in fires. No. There's an increase in reportings of fires. And so that Gavin Newsom can have his, you know, opportunity to stand in front of a freaking forest burned and say, this is coming to your city. It's a fucking lie.
This is Trump's fault. Yeah. This is Trump's fault.
It's a lie. There's a decline in this overall, even though arsonists, and in this example, in today's fires that are happening, were started by arsonists. Even if we take that into consideration, there is a decline in fires, and it's been happening for over 350 million years. Where were humans then, and their cities and cars and all that shit 350 million years ago? See, this is what people don't want to admit. And it's the natural cycle of Earth and life, and this constant, what is that term? I always used to say it. The decline of structure and organization. Oh my God! Why did I forget this?
I don't know. Because
you're drunk.
I am. Jesus. Anyway, let's move on. I'm gonna move this topic. We covered it in the last episode, but I need to close it up because a few more things happened after that episode, and it's the whole normalization of pedophilia. Yes, we're going to talk about this because, and it's that whole Netflix cuties bullshit. Now, let's start by shedding light on more proof, again, that this is getting normalized. Okay? Can someone, now, Jeremy's skeptical mind might come into play here, but can someone explain to me, do you guys see my screen? Okay. Can someone explain to me why there's an ad at a McDonald's of Ronald McDonald and Burger King, the mascots, okay, sharing a kiss with the quote, "Love conquers all."
Yeah.
Okay. It's disgusting. Did they get permission to use those likenesses from McDonald's and from Burger King?
Apparently this is a form of unity, and because of the discord that's happening across the country. Now, here's my problem with this. Okay, number one, this is an establishment that they're kids here, guys. Now, love conquers all. For anybody who doesn't know, it's a biblical phrase. It's a biblical concept, and they chose an image again of the Burger King mascot, the guy with the king crown, kissing Ronald McDonald. I don't think this is the kind of love that passage was referring to, guys. I mean, now the Burger King guy, again, like I'm sorry you can't see this picture, but Google it, is basically performing, how would you describe this,
guys? A passionate kiss?
Fellatio? No, I'm just kidding. I'm
Hopefully.
No. This is not what
you're
going to
need to look up the definition of that one.
No. I know what it is, but I'm just kidding. But, you know, to me, it's that, why is this necessary? In a restaurant where kids
think it is necessary.
Go.
Well, is that in the restaurant or is that like on a bus stop somewhere? It looks like a bus stop.
Oh, you might
because you got the little bench next to it.
You might be right, but again, this is out in public. This is out for people to see.
So it's an ad. It's an ad.
Yeah.
It's an ad.
So again, it's an unnecessary example of to try to normalize this, and again, this is shoving it down people's throats. Okay, figuratively, of course, but in the picture, it's literally. I mean, the guy's got his tongue down his throat. And to me, some of the comments in this post were fucking hilarious because, like somebody said, brings a whole new meaning to Happy Meals and Whoppers. somebody said, you know what? Ronnie can do better. And the monarchy.
Need to get Wendy in on this deal.
Exactly. You know, they know it's possible to love without it being gay, right? I mean, like, I don't understand why they had to use this. Biden and Kamala's next presidential ad was another comment.
Oh, dear Lord.
Seriously, guys, hide your kids, hide your wives. Now, I want to paint a picture in your mind, okay? As a backdrop of everything that's been going on in this country, okay? So picture an apocalyptic scene in your mind. Dark clouds approaching, wind blowing, loudly.
We just had that.
City fires right off in the distance. And a kid tucks his mom's hand, points at the sign and asks, "Mommy, why is Ronald McDonald kissing Burger King?" The mom pauses for a moment and then responds, "Because, baby." While the world burns and riots and we have pandemics, this is the pressing issue of our times. This is the hill that leftists want you to die on. Remember what we've said on this show of what this path leads to. First, they begged for tolerance. Then they asked for acceptance. In the end, they will demand your celebration of this. I'm sorry.
Well, they are.
This is what they're doing, dude. And to me, like, no, I'm not going to celebrate this. I will tolerate it and I will even accept it. But I'm not going to celebrate it. Now, I'm sorry if my ideas offend you. But there's a reason we're called the Salty Show, because you know what we're going to do? We're gonna pour salt and on your little hurt feelings, leftists. I'm sick and tired of people just going along to get along. No, we got to take a stand against this stupidity, man. This is, in my idea, this is stop. Just stop.
So this is why everything is happening, because for years and years, People stopped taking a stand because it was like, oh, okay, it's just here. It's compartmentalized. You know what I mean? It's San Francisco. It's New York. It's the big cities. Okay, you know, that's what you get in the big cities. You know, you have, you know, everybody from all different places and, you know, in the world and just ethnicity. So everybody's got to figure out how to get along and tolerate and accept, you know, and it's cool. Like if you see, you know, a white guy, a black guy, Hispanic, a gay, a lesbian, and a tranny all walking down the street together, that's a normal day in New York City, Chicago, you know. And right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Sounds like the beginning to a joke.
No. But I know, right? But the problem is, the ones that always had a problem with it throughout the years, you know, the media would be like, oh, crazy, crazy religious folks, crazy this, crazy, you know, right wingers and all this alt rights and Nazis and everything. So everybody, the media started beating everybody into submission to where they kept their mouths shut. And that's why now you get called the silent majority is not standing up anymore, you know, because everybody went into hiding because they didn't want to be bastardized into, you know, you're a homophobe, you're a racist, you're this, you're that, because it's like, I have a family, I have values that I teach my families. I go to work. I don't need to be doxxed. Like, right. Like, well, especially now, but, you know, throughout the years, it's getting worse, but this is the effect of not standing up for what you believe in. It's okay to disagree. I have a problem with going up to somebody because you disagree with them and saying hurtful shit to them and hateful shit. I have a problem with that. If you're against homophobia, you know, if you're against gays, I do not tolerate somebody going up to a gay guy, beating the shit out of him, or saying you're this, you're that, you're that. Sorry, that is not my responsibility to do that. That's an asshole thing. That's like going up to an Hispanic, calling him a slur or a black. That I don't have tolerance for that.
Yeah,
because you shouldn't truly coexist because we're people. You're okay to believe what you want to believe and do what you want, but you got to respect how I believe. We can disagree, but how do we treat each other in that disagreement? Exactly. Can we still go have a beer and hang out? That's fine. I'm okay with that. But if we got to sit there and fight each other and be assholes, no. That's wrong. That's kind of why we're very divided right now, because we allowed that to happen.
And here's the thing, Tim, is, you know, a lot of people talked about the slippery slope. Okay. I mean, if we go back 20 years, people said there's a slippery slope, right? Once we start heading down this path, you know, where does it end? Right. Now, and again, you know, one of the reasons why I canceled Netflix is because, you know, I can't fucking watch these shows without being, what's the word, proselytized, without being preached at about these ideas that I don't share. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, the Marvel comic or the DC comics, you know, promoting superheroes that, oh, you know, they're being ridiculed because the first gay superhero or the first lesbian transphobic. It's like, stop. You know what I mean? Like, why can't we just focus on, you know, what superheroes used to be? Oh, no. Now it's all these layers. And it's like, stop, guys. You know what I mean? Like, it's clear that you have leftist views that you're now trying to inundate the viewer with. OK, now
that's my problem.
No, but to finish my point here is, again, about the slippery slope, because what did the same fucking governor in California do? Gavin Newsom this weekend signed a law reducing penalties for pedophiles. I'm not kidding, guys. This is again, we talked about the fucking slippery slope.
Anal and oral is like okay now.
And no again, bullshit. It's this like is willing
you penetrate
same sex with minors now in California. The punishment for this, the offenders of this, it's been reduced. Now, I'm not making this shit up, guys. Google it for the listener. This is the fight for the direction we want our country to head in. Okay? Now, I'm not trying to appeal to your religious beliefs. I'm not. I'm trying to appeal to you to the common sense. Now, if we just look at this from a scientific from an evolutionary standpoint, if we take this path all the way down to its extreme, and every human being in society is now gay, right? Again, look, I'm not bashing gays. This is not what this is. You know, I have good friends who are. Okay? This is not what this is. However, if we take this to the extreme and say, and just promote this, that is the end of human existence. This is science. Science does not care about your fucking feelings. Okay. This is the reality. Okay. Now, but this is what the left wants to promote and normalize. And when you normalize this now, this is the path. And how do you justify this? You know, and I see comments on this bullshit on this post, talking about how California has now reduced punishment for pedophiles. And people are saying, well, you know, how can you stand up against love? And, you know, if the parents agree and historically kids used to, you know, I mean, the age of consent was 10 years old.
This is disgusting.
It is, dude.
The reason why it went up was because they realized like this is wrong. Like, you know, they need to go to school, you know, like, because if you, you know, because you got these guys, yeah, a guy will take a 13-year-old and knock him up. Now that 13-year-old, like, that goes against the feminists and the women's movement. It goes against everything that they're all fighting for. You know what I'm saying? And what I find interesting is, like you said, we say trust science, right? We say masks don't work. Those same people say trust science. We say there's only two sexes. They go, no, science says there's more. What? You know what I mean? Like the side, like we use the same thing. You know, the same, you know, we talk about science, how we say, well, okay, well, science says you have, you know, so many chromosomes and you have the X,
X, and Y,
yeah, X, Y, yeah,
X,
yeah.
X.
But like,
those are the have, only ones. Yeah, yeah. There aren't any more.
You have a penis and a vagina, and they go, oh, no, 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 no. But they think, you know, they were born with the penis, but they think they're female. That's science.
What?
Well, masks don't work. Well, no, trust the science. Well, wait a minute. And those same people will fucking, like, argue with the vein popping out to want to fucking slice your throat because they're right and you're wrong because you're a neo-Nazi alt-right racist.
I feel like Jeremy has a devil's advocate view on this, and I want to let him talk. Yeah.
Devil. Well, so I...
No, I'm a devil's advocate. Is it just a, it's just a...
Yeah. All right. So... There was a lot said there.
Am I wrong, Jeremy? Am I wrong in my assessment of this whole thing?
No. Is it wrong for them to lower the penalties for basically having sex with minors? No, that is wrong. There's no argument in my mind about, you know, we've decided that there's a certain age where people can consent to things, right? Signing contracts, whatever, right? And sex is one of them. Hopefully you're not signing contracts for sex, but who knows? And so, yeah, this idea that they're doing it for the sake of same sex, it's like, well, how is that any different than, you know, opposite sex?
Right.
Is it only okay for a 24-year-old man to have sex with a 13-year-old boy and not a 13-year-old girl? According to this, right, they're reducing the penalties for the 24-year-old man to be having sex with a 13-year-old boy, but
that's the way they're labeling it. Go read the law and you tell me if the law states same sex, because that was the argument last week when I did the SB 145 and nowhere in there does it state anything about gender or sex, sexual.
But Heidi, even if it did it list out the thousands of genders? Did it list the thousands of genders that are out there apparently now?
No. I look anyway, my point,
I'm agreeing with you, Heidi. I'm agreeing.
They're sugarcoating this shit to make it out to be LGBTQ and to condone it for whatever. And it's not LGBTQ specific, A. And B, it doesn't end in a minor with an adult. I don't care what your sex affiliation is or what you identify with. It is not okay to be 14 years old, being hammered by a 24-year-old, and I don't care if it's a penis on a penis or a vagina on a vagina or a penis on a vagina or vice. I don't give a shit. It is wrong, 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 and there's nothing okay with it. Now, are you telling me that you're going to change to Jeremy's point, the contract laws? Because if that's the case, then my kids can go out and buy a car or sign to get a cell phone or get a bank account on their own.
Buy their own gun.
They should be able to buy their own gun.
Right.
Right? Yeah. They should be able to smoke, drink.
Well, these idiots in California are trying to change the voting rules to be 16 now.
Yeah, they will. They will because they control everything.
It's a terrible idea.
It's coming. I mean,
they got to stop. We got to stop. I mean, they're out of control. They're out of control with these laws.
They are. I agree with you, Tim.
Wrong.
Well, ride the wave. Ride the wave. That's what I was told. Kind of just ride the wave. It'll be fine. Just ride the wave. Mm-mm. Fuck that. Sorry. Mm-mm. Excuse my.
So to lead into covering what we did last time on this whole Netflix thing, because again, we're laying the foundation of what is coming, guys. So again, to reiterate, Netflix comes out with a show that talks about the sexual exploitation of minor children, girls, by sexually exploiting little girls. So Tulsi Gabbard, comes out condemning this. Now, she's getting the wrath of the crazy leftists out there, dude, after posting this tweet. And I'm gonna let you guys, I'm going to read it here. So Tulsi Gabbard, now, for those of you who don't know, she was the one of the Democratic candidates for president. She was in the debates, and she lost to Corn Pop. She tweeted out, at Netflix, child porn, quote-unquote, cuties will certainly whet the appetite of pedophiles and help fuel child sex trafficking trade. 1 in 4 victims of trafficking are children. And she mentions that it happened to her friend's 13-year-old daughter. And she says, Netflix, you are complicit. Hashtag cancel Netflix. So again, she comes out saying this. And you know, the left loses their mind. A Netflix spokesperson comes out defending cuties as an award-winning, quote-unquote, social commentary. According to DCNF, wherever the fuck they are, Cuties is a social commentary against the sexualization of young children. It's an award-winning film and a powerful story about the pressure young girls face. This is what they came out saying. Now, to me, this is the equivalent of a rapist getting caught in the act and justifying it with, I'm just trying to shed light on the problem of rape, guys. Netflix, you sexualized children and made money off of it to show that sexualizing children for money is wrong. What kind of fucking twisted common core math is this shit? Now, others on this same Tulsi Gabbard commentaries here came out saying, they equated it to this, where you make a video to shed light on animal cruelty by burning cats, or making a video of historical racism in America by lynching black people, right? Yeah. This is the same goddamn thing. It's not okay. And so my message to those defending this movie, would you allow your preteen daughters to be twerking around, touching their privates, and basically be wank material for these fucking sickles out there just to prove your point? And you're an idiot.
There's a lot that are.
If you would. You know what I'm saying? Like, because some leftists are, oh, yeah. No, you're an idiot. And liberals at Netflix, liberals at Netflix think that their subscribers are idiots. And that's why I canceled my fucking, I did. I'm done with fucking Netflix until they change this shit. No, I'm not contributing to this normalization of pedophilia. Fuck you, Netflix. No.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because some of the comments, like, you know, verified people like, oh, Tulsi is a QAnon now. You sound like you're a QAnon. Like, I'm looking at this going, this is not a Q issue. This isn't a Democrat Republican thing. This shouldn't even be that. This is right and wrong. The fact that people think this is right, it doesn't make any sense. I have not seen any valid argument. If anybody that I know has, and they're like, you know what, I would let my kid do that, I'd be like, why? Well, because she's expressing herself. Oh, so what about, so, you know, that creepo in the back, you're okay with that creepo watching it and fucking yanking one off? Well, exactly. They wouldn't do that.
You're an idiot.
Like, it just blows my mind away how anybody can defend this. And it's funny because it really is like a true partisan issue. If you are a Republican, you are against this. If you're a progressive, this is okay. And I'm going, this is just wrong. Like, I would never let my kid do that. Like, it doesn't make any sense. And I have yet to hear a valid argument.
There is none.
Because I saw, you know, how you talked about, you know, it's like when someone's like, we're going to make a drug movie with kids and show the effect, but actually give them crack to smoke on screen to show, be like, oh, this is a bad idea. You know what I mean? It's no, like, this is, That's a really bad excuse. I'm sorry. Sorry.
No, you're
right. But there's these crazy creative people that like to put paint up their ass and shoot it at the wall and call it art. You know what I mean? These are the same ones making this movie.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Now, Tim, to show you the disparity.
I don't want to do it.
To show you the disparity between the audience, the people who actually to watch this movie, and the quote unquote real movie critics.
Are they grabbing their crotches?
Yes, dude. And it's even worse. Now, you just have to look at this. Let me show you this, dude. And so there was an let me go back to this. Hold on. This is in Rotten Tomatoes, okay? This image here. And for the listener, now the quote unquote real critics, movie critics, came out giving this movie an 88% in the tomato meter.
Meter, yeah.
Okay. In other words, they highly recommend this. While the audience, people who actually watch it, 1,000 versus 32, 1,000 people had watches at this time when this picture was taken, and they gave it a 3% recommendation.
Well, approval rate.
Right. Yeah. And so to me, there is a huge disconnect between those that tell us what movies are worth watching and what the vast majority of normal people prefer to watch. But these critics who gave it an 88% rating, they pride themselves in being above you. And here's my message, man. And I'm sick to my, when I, dude, I'm just done. You ain't shit, Hollywood. You ain't shit. And your days are numbered.
Yeah.
The clock is fucking ticking on you. And this is why they're in high gear right now to eliminate Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump tweeted about this. And Don Trump Jr., they're well aware of this fucking bullshit. Now, some GOP...
So apparently this week, I don't remember which interview or rally, whatever, he brought up Clinton. He's like, Bill needs to be worried about that little island. He mentioned it apparently this week.
It's coming, man. It's coming.
He mentioned Bill Clinton and Epstein Island this week. Yeah, so
it's coming, man. Believe me, it's coming.
I didn't go back and validate it, but somebody was telling me.
For the Q fans out there, Q has been so active this week, man. I'm telling you, like, it is fucking message after message. Now, we're not going to go into that today. However, some GOP officials are even calling for the Justice Department to take legal action against Netflix for promoting this type of sick pedophile movies. And Ted Cruz even sent a letter to the Department of Justice requesting investigation. So take notes, leftists, my leftist friends out there who text me every now and then telling me that this pedophilia thing and this Q thing and the Great Awakening and Where We Go One, We Go All, who have seen the movies and all that shit, who are messaging me and saying, hey, this is a bipartisan issue. Only one party is fighting against this bullshit. And that the Democrats are awfully quiet about this. Okay. While Republicans are calling on the Department of Justice to look into this, Democrats are silent. Now, remember what they say about silence. These leftists, your silence is compliance. Democrats, your silence is violence. Liberals. And so there's only, Google it. I'm not making this shit up. Only one side is calling an end to this shit. The other side is trying to make excuses for it. And we're done. We're done with that shit. Now, we're going to talk about Trump 2020, man. And I'm just going to, it's going to be a potpourri of videos that are fun to watch. So the first one, and we mentioned it at the beginning of the show, Trump gets another Nobel Peace Prize nomination. And
this is another peace prize.
Yeah. Okay. So brokering the deal with Kosovo.
Kosovo.
It was Israeli.
Bahrain
for Israel
and Bahrain.
No, the first one's for Israel. So hold on. So the first one is for Israel and UAE. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
The second one, The second one is for
Serbia and Kosovo.
Serbia and Kosovo, like economic, you know, peace treaty. Like they're starting to come together.
Damn.
He's going to get a third one because Bahrain on Monday
yes.
is signing a peace treaty with Israel at the White House. He's just like, okay. You guys want to talk about this crap? Dun, 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 dun.
Making it rain with the Nobel Peace Prize.
Now, for those of you who have been keeping score, and if you remember, the Atlantic was the news organization, and I'm using news organization very lightly here.
Yeah.
It was the same news organization that caught him with the scandal of him downplaying COVID. And this is the title of this article and the Nobel Peace Prize. They're angry that he's gotten two nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. Now, you asked me a question last time, Jeremy, which is, do I think that Trump will get it? When you asked me on that first nomination, I was going to say my answer would have been no. But now here's a second nomination, and as Tim just mentioned, he might get a third. And dude, it looks like he's being set up to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Now, how beautiful would that be if he gets, you know what I mean, like an official whatever right before the election?
So I don't know that much about I know a little bit about the Nobel Prize. I'm not real super sure how. Can you get multiple prizes in the same year? Or is it just basically you get, they award them once a year, correct?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Now, there was talks that Greta Thunberg was going to get one. But those talks quickly died away. So,
I want to see both her and Trump on the podium duking it out over the.
You know what would be funny if Trump wins?
My children! The children!
You stole my life! You've taken my childhood!
Down forest, my children!
The meme that would come out of this would be Trump, you know, smiling, how he smiles, and then Greta Thunberg in the background like this with her hands on her hips and just mad, angry. Like, that's the picture. That's the meme. Exactly. Now, the left has become unhinged, and they're literally becoming parodies of themselves after this whole thing, because Trump gets two nominations and the Atlantic is like, oh, okay, done. We're over with this. Like, that quick.
So what is their argument for ending the Nobel Peace Prize? Just because Trump was nominated, they have to get rid of it now, or are there actual legitimate, quote right. unquote, legitimate
I'm gonna,
reasons.
I'm
going to
read you
it.
The first paragraph of this article.
All right.
Okay. Trolls are Scandinavian invention, straight from the frigid sagas of Norse mythology. But Christian Tybring, I don't know how to say this Norwegian, a Norwegian parliamentarian swears that he is not one. And this is the guy who nominated Donald Trump. Observers of his antics this week could be forgiving for thinking otherwise. On Wednesday, he announced that he had nominated Donald J. Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. And, quote, can you name a person, this is him, can you name a person who has done more for peace than President Trump? He asks. And I don't know how to mention this, pronounce his name, Tybring. Ask me, insisting that the question was a serious one. Kylie McEnany, the White House press secretary, agreed. Quote, this is a hard-earned and well-deserved honor for the president, she said. Tybring defended his nomination on Fox News. And to me, in person, in a cafe in Oslo, do we give the prize to Greta Thunberg for screaming about the environment, he asked? The agreement he made between Israel and the United Arab Emirates could mean peace between Israel and the Arab world. This is like the Berlin Wall falling down. Today, the White House reportedly will announce that Bahrain, another Gulf monarchy, will recognize Israel. Now, they're mad about this, Jeremy. They're mad. And so they see Trump as the next Hitler, the Atlantic. And we know this because of their articles. And so they're saying that the Nobel Peace Prize has tarnished their record, and therefore they're not, the Nobel Peace Prize is not worthy of being had because you have kooks like this guy Tybring. So I'm just mentioning it because this is just an, oh yeah, go ahead, Tim, Jeremy.
So, excuse me, this, what's his name?
Tybring.
Did he nominate him for the second one as well, or was it somebody else that nominated him for the second one?
Yeah, no, somebody else nominated for the
second one. Okay, so there's two crazy people running the Nobel Peace Prize show.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Now, you know, and again, this is going to be a potpourri. You know, Trump gets nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize while Twitter is now censoring him. And this is, again, all of, you know, the elections that are happening. Twitter decided that what the president tweeted violated their guidelines. And I'm going to show you the tweet. This is how Trump's tweet shows up on the screen. Now, when Trump tweeted this, right away, Twitter, because somebody's watching this. It's not their algorithms. Somebody's sitting there and watching this.
Oh, that definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
So right away, Twitter comes out and says, this tweet violated rules about civic and election integrity. Right. However, they didn't delete it because for the public interest. Now, what was it? Oh, shit. Hold on. I need to show you what the tweet was. There we go. Now, this is what Trump tweeted. And you tell me where there is any fallacy in this. Now, I'm going to reiterate this because it needs to be reiterated. North Carolina. What state? North Carolina.
North Carolina.
This message is to North Carolina, listener. North Carolina. This is not to the nation. This is to North Carolina. Okay, again, because a lot of people who came out said this is to North Carolina. And we'll talk about why it's to North Carolina. North Carolina.
I'm sorry, I missed the state. One more time, that state was?
North Carolina. Oh, okay. No, because...
Wait, just be clear, it was North Carolina, right?
Because a lot of
just
people
just to be
came
clear,
out,
it's fucking North Carolina. Move on, please.
No, I'm telling you, a lot of people came out saying that, why is he telling this to America? He said it to North Carolina, idiots. Okay, so North Carolina, to make sure your ballot counts, sign and send it in early. When polls open, go to your polling place to see if it was counted. If it was not, then vote. Your signed ballot will not count because your vote has been posted. Okay? Don't let them illegally take your vote away from you. So what Trump is telling North Carolinians is, or whatever, however you say they're North Carolinians, is because the way that the rules work out there, right, is that technically their votes should have already been counted. And when they get to the polls and they try to vote, they should be told your vote has already been registered. Okay. So now Twitter decides to remove this tweet because it violated election integrity.
They didn't like the fact that nobody knows that, because they think, oh, once I sign, I'm good. No, if you want to make sure your vote's counted and count, and
you need
go,
to actually go to the poll. The polling place has your name on list.
North
as being
Carolina
an open vote.
North Carolina is unique in the sense is that where they say that if by voting day your vote has not been counted, whether it's mail in, whether it's whatever, then it's not going to count. So what he's saying is that go in and validate at the ballot box because they should know if your vote was registered. This does not apply to the rest of the 49 states. This only applies in Carolina, North Carolina.
So I guess the problem that I can see, a situation that I can see is that if you do go in and for whatever reason the polling place's documents don't show you as already having sent in your early voter ballot or whatever, and you vote again, in theory, if it did get counted, it's just not on that sheet, you voted twice.
No. No, because according to North Carolina, they will already know if you have voted or not.
Yeah. Right, but what I'm saying is that let's just say for some reason
that there is no for some reason, Jeremy.
Okay.
So that's what I'm telling you is that North Carolina has fucking weird fucking, and this is only North Carolina. That's why I said North Carolina 10 times. Because North Carolina has some fucking weird laws. No, I'm not.
Was that North Carolina?
It's even in bold.
Yeah. No. And this is why he's emphasized. He put it in capitals. But Twitter.
Listen, some North fucking, Dakota, get your shit together.
Some reject out there fucking watching Trump's tweets was like, oh shit, you know he's telling the country. He's telling the country.
You know who it is.
Yeah, it's Jack.
It's Kamala's, it's Kamala's boy. Yeah. That's on the fact checking team or runs it.
So
real quick, I have a funny story about this. So I saw this on Twitter and I took a screenshot of it because I was like, I got to send it to the group chat. So because, you know, I go into Instagram and I only really talk to that group chat like on DMs. But what happened was I started talking to an old friend. Like she found me on Instagram and we started bullshitting and whatnot. And we were making plans to, like, hang out next weekend. So anyway, I got a copy and I just go into the, like, my DM, boom, send it. And then all of a sudden I see, like, cause it was like, I ended it like, hey, you know, let me know about during the week, about lunch, whatnot for Saturday, you know, just keep me posted. Have a great weekend. Yeah. You too. Done. All of a sudden I see, I got a thing back from her. And she's like, yeah, she's like, this is the first time in, you know, my entire life that I'm going to be voting. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh shit.
So I open it up. I'm like, oh shit.
Sent it to the wrong one.
I sent her this.
Oh shit!
I was like, oh my bad. Cause I don't know how, you know. I was like, you know, I don't ever, you know, talk politics with people. You know, my bad. She's like, no. She's like, you know, people are going crazy. She didn't say like she hates me or not. And I wasn't getting into that. So and then I sent it to you guys because I was like, this is some bullshit.
Oh, so you tell me you already fucked it up. You already fucked it up.
I fucked it up. I did fuck it up already.
She's a social justice warrior.
Yeah,
you know they like that shit though. They like it though. You know what I mean? Opposites attract.
Dude, but when I saw that, I was just like, "Oh my god!" Like because I try not to in any of my personal stuff outside of Twitter. The only thing I do for political, you know, that I go into politics is on Twitter because I don't have anybody follow me on Twitter. I only have like maybe like 30 followers. You know what I mean? I don't care. Nobody I know
that.
It's a personal choice. I don't
honestly,
get
man. This is why I brought you in to the group chat because you know we've been talking politics for a while. You know what I mean, like, and you were sending us messages. And I'm like, oh, Tim likes talking politics. I'm gonna get him in this group because he's gonna. And hey, man, right? We all talk politics, man. And to me, it's beautiful. What's funny is that, you know, I have that. You know, chat going on with, you know, with the group and there and everything, you know, with those group of people. But then we also have like a family, like my whole entire family has a political group chat where literally like, I'm telling you, man, and we're a Hispanic family for listeners who didn't know, new listeners out there.
Wait, what? You're Hispanic?
A Latino, 10 people, man. Like, and we talk politics all day. We are Trump loving, Trump country all day, man. Because fuck communism, fuck liberals, man. I'm sorry, because they're one and the same today. Before I would have said, no, you know, there's a difference. They're not. They're one in this. They're all fucking merging in. And so I'm done. Now, I'm going to move on. The Republican Party has become the new big tent party. It just has. And to me, this video here is proof of this. So this is a rally that happened out in Michigan. And it's beautiful to watch for the listener. It's a Trump rally. And you got the bikers. You got the gays. You got the trannies. You got everything. Blacks, whites. And they're all singing MAGA to the YMCA tune, and I'm gonna let you listen to it. This is beautiful to watch.
MAGA.
Hey.
So
ain't that beautiful?
We need a copy.
Funny,
of that.
So funny story about this. So the first time people heard this, the first time I saw this was like a week ago, or maybe 2 weeks ago, at the video surface from one of the Walkaway LA events, I believe it was. And BLM was on the other side, and shit was about to pop up. He grabs the mic and he starts singing this shit. Like everybody just like started clapping.
Is
you know what I mean?
A,
like,
yeah. Is this a? I mean. Is a song so, you can so, download and,
so
and listen to?
I don't know if you made it available because, yeah, I think it's
the
like,
whole song.
Yeah, I don't think you could purchase it because it would be against copyright for the Village People. But I saw an interview with this guy on OAN the other day. Funny you played this. When he was, you know, recently coming out as a Trump supporter, his manager was like, "Hey, man, you're going to commit career suicide. I'm going to have to drop you." And he's like, and he thought about it for a minute. He's like, cool. Like, I'm not gonna.
By the name
I'm,
is
you know I'm
Ricky
just,
Rebel. Ricky Rebel. Look, yeah. Google him. Download his song on everywhere, wherever you can download it.
Yeah, because he was going in about like I'm now being told like I can't support something publicly because of Hollywood, and he's like, nah. He's like, I'll take my chances. And
you got to take a stand. Now,
that's what he said.
Let me show you this other one. This is beautiful to watch.
How do you find him?
Because if you, for the listener, again, the Republican Party has become the Big Tent Party. We accept anyone and everyone who loves the country and loves America and wants to see America succeed. And today, that is the Republican Party. I'm not even talking about politics. I'm talking about just love the country. And in this video, you see men, women, blacks hugging each other, singing this song.
Is that outside of Wrigley Field? What is that behind
there? It looks like it.
It's at a walkaway event, so that might be Chicago.
Yeah, there's Hispanics, whites, blacks. Yeah. It's beautiful, man.
Yeah, it is.
And they're not burning shit.
It's a peaceful, mostly fiery, but peaceful protest.
There's a quote, and I think Q posted this, but I'm not sure. Don't quote me on this. But there's a quote that was given by Thomas Paine, and it's such a beautiful quote, and it's playing out itself in real time right now. And it's this: tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Again, that was Thomas Paine. And I'm going to add this. Not many people will fight for a political party or a president, but for a way of life, to preserve a way of life, you will find people who will move mountains. And this is my message to you, listener, is that there's one party who loves America, who wants to preserve the uniqueness of this. And again, the Republican Party has become that party. And we have to acknowledge this. Because if we don't, then we can just sit by and watch the country burn. This is what the leftists bring: destruction and chaos. And we have to stand up against this. All right. Now, this next one that I'm going to show you is a great example of needing to do now, because the hype that people have to support the Republican Party, to support the GOP, because they're done with looting, they're done with riots, they're done with BLM, they're done with Antifa. The majority of the country is done with it. And something happened in New Hampshire this week that should be a wake-up call to a lot of people who I share your passion, but you got to do your due diligence when voting. And we've said this even on the show. To vote red across the board. I've said it. vote red across the board. However, be responsible. Be a responsible citizen when voting for true conservatives, or you're going to end up with satanic anti-cop politicians.
You saw that, right?
Yes. And this is why I preface this with this. Because Ari DeMezzo ran for sheriff with the slogan, fuck the police. This is in New Hampshire. Okay? She ran as a GOP candidate. But what happened was, on that primary, when people went to vote in, they voted red across the board. But what they didn't realize is they voted for a candidate who called herself a Republican, or himself, herself, whatever the fuck it is. And guess what? Anti-cop. And now everybody is up in arms and like, oh no, we just selected a trans Satanist anarchist to the GOP ticket. New Hampshire, do better. I have to say this because because with your right to vote, with great power comes great responsibility, American citizen. Now, you have the right to vote, but your duty as a citizen is to do your research. So again, to reiterate and to clarify, go ahead, Jeremy.
So this person, what's her name?
Aria DeMezzo.
Aria. So if Aria gets elected and becomes the sheriff of this New Hampshire, North Carolina? I'm sorry, what was it?
Yes, New Hampshire.
North Carolina. New Carolina. Anyway,
you start.
if she becomes the sheriff.
She did.
They had the final election.
Because there's nobody running against her.
Oh.
She's not
they No, but finish your point, Jeremy, because I know where you're headed. They're going to recall her. They can recall her as long as they get enough votes to recall.
I'm wondering. Okay. Or they can just throw somebody else on the ticket
it's too late. Like Tim said, it's too late. It's too late to change it now. So what's going to happen is she's going to get elected. But however, if they get enough votes, they can recall her. So it's a short-lived victory for the trolls out there. Now, again,
But I guess my question is, let's say she is elected and she is sheriff now. I wonder if they will develop a little bit more respect and a little more understanding of what the sheriff actually does, what the police actually do, and maybe it'll change the mind, right? Before they get recalled.
You have such a sweet way of looking at things.
Well, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that basically, because, you know, this person has probably spent zero time.
That's why you married him.
Ever.
Stop it. That's why you married him. Stop it.
Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya.
I'm sure that I wonder if this person has spent any time at all around the police. Around the police.
Well, I mean,
once they're around them, maybe they'll see what they do and be like, you know what? Oh, you know what? Maybe we really do need these people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you could just recall her without. You have to have a reason. She's got to do something stupid first.
Yeah, she said, "Fuck you, the police."
Yeah, well. So on a brighter note, real quick, on a brighter note, you know, we have the satanic crazy person that hates cops, you know, get elected sheriff. Who's it? Marjorie Greene in Northern Georgia, whoever the media hated because she supported QAnon. Oh, yeah. The Democratic opponent dropped out of the race. Democrats are freaking out.
Nice. Now, again, to reiterate my point.
Q in Congress.
And to clarify, because we've said this even on this show, my advice is to vote for every real conservative Republican on the ballot and make sure you do your due diligence or you're going to get more of this trolling. However, with that being said, this is a great sign, okay, that what people are doing is that they're voting Republican all the way through, which in the end is a victory for the country. Again, this is New Hampshire, right? This is not a red state. It is not. And to continue this potpourri of evidence of a red wave coming. This is Hawaii, guys. Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii. Bro.
Police lives
for
matter.
The listener,
dude. Flag. I've never.
This Trump is 2020. Trump 2020 flag, and this is not just white people. This is natives to the island.
Samoans,
and whatnot.
Waving Hawaiians. The American flag. Trump. So Trump fans, dude. Yeah, go ahead, Tim.
They're done. So they're a lot of people are done because Hawaii did what New Zealand did, Australia did, like people got locked down and they still had outbreak. You know what I mean? And now you're telling natives going, whoa, wait a minute, hold on here. You know, slow your roll. And I saw an interview where a husband, wife, small business owner, they got the approval to open up. They wound up getting like arrested and shut back down because part of the government, you know, they had their paperwork from this one department. Oh, you can open. They didn't tell that side. So that side goes, no, you're out of compliance. So they wound up getting like reshut down and arrest. And they were on there going, guys, the government's not, these departments aren't talking to each other. They complicated this to open up. And they're like, we need to open up. Like we're going broke. You know what I mean? So the lockdowns, you know, a lot of people in the very, very beginning, because they didn't know, when they see a model that says 2 to 5 million people,
it was supposed to be 2 weeks. It was supposed to be 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah. So everybody was kind of skeptical, but said, okay, you know what? If it's 2 weeks, if we all go home and you say the virus is going to disappear in 2 weeks, shit. Okay. Week three comes. No, it's still here. Okay. We should have just opened back up at that point. But the problem is we gave up the right and you get, and as you're seeing, you gave these Democrats, you gave these liberal ran cities the progressive cities the keys.
I'm gonna put a theory out there that may not be popular to say, and this might be a touchy subject, but I'm drunk and I don't give a shit.
What?
I think I know where you're going already.
And no. Let me just mention this because I'm seeing this being played out. And this is to the demise of the Democratic Party when they play racial politics. Okay? Democrats put all their eggs in one basket. They put all their eggs in the BLM basket. Okay? And they said, this is the issue of our time. However, the beautiful thing about America is that America is a melting pot of many races, many cultures, many. And when you tell all those cultures, when you tell Cubans, when you tell Mexicans, when you tell Samoans, and you mean that the Asians, that the black issue is the number one issue, that this is the plight, that this is the hill they want to die on, all those people are going to come back and say, no, fuck you. Because you know why? Because we're minorities in this country and we live great and we benefit from this beautiful society. And to me, it's a theory that I have. It might be the liquor talking, guys, but I look at it this way. And a lot of people are coming out and saying, you cannot play this preferential treatment. You know, I come from a family of 10 kids. And it, you know, if you put preferential treatment on one kid, the rest of them are going to get up and revolt. And this is what's happening. And this is the silver lining in America. Okay. Because everybody else is saying, we're living great. We're doing great. If I had stayed in my country, I would not. What are you talking about? Get over. That was a hundred years ago. Right? You're no longer slaves. You know, everybody, the Irish went through this. The Italians went through this. Every single quote unquote white race that you want to label as white went through this. So stop the fucking nonsense. And so again, look, this is this is not going to play out well for the Democrats, because you got Hawaii, okay, who's voted Democrat. I don't even know when was the last time they voted Republican, but they might be even in
Reagan
play.
Wanted.
Now, let me show you. This is Nevada. Nevada has been going blue for the last few.
So,
yeah.
So before you go on, it's to your point.
Yeah.
You're seeing it now. You know, I mean, you know, to your analogy of the, you know, you give preferential treatment to one and the other one's gonna be like, what about me? Like,
yeah.
You know, you say that you're for, you know, for all of us, but you're catering to this one specific.
Yeah,
we're minorities as well. What is everybody afraid of now? Because the polls are coming out. Oh, Biden's got to do a better job to get that Hispanic vote back now. You know what I mean? Hey, people put so much interest into the race war, like you said, that people forgot that, you know, there's, you know, what, 30, it's almost, what, 18 to 30% now? I forget the true number of how many are Hispanic in this country now? Like, Hispanic is the second most popular, you know, the second most outside of white.
Yeah, but even
right, so it goes white.
Okay,
you know,
so Tim,
white.
Pause. Because even among Hispanics, okay, you in California, you got a predominant Mexican, but in Florida, you got predominant Cuban, Puerto Ricans,
Cubans.
You got everything else, and they don't share the same ideas as. So they could be Hispanic, but they don't share the same life experience. In Cuba,
100%.
You have tyrannical. So. I just wanted to say that, because even if you say Hispanic, it's not the same life experience. And so these people flee communism, like real communism going on today. And the Democrats are using the same vocabulary and the same fucking phrases that they that fucking Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez and all these motherfuckers used. And to them, they're like, hello. And so this is, again, I'm going to let you finish, but I needed to say that because it's not the same. Even though they're Hispanic, it's an umbrella. There's a wide difference between them.
But that's why I said, like, Biden is losing ground. He still has, like, I think they're saying like 60-something%, but it's a lot less than what Hillary had. I'm just saying so if they're saying he's got 69-70% of the Hispanic vote and Trump's got 20. That's alarming, because that 60 to 70% is probably a little bit less, because they're not maybe being honest or whatnot. So that, I mean, Hispanic, yes, it ranges from Puerto Rican to El Salvador, you know, Peru, you know, Peruvians, you know, I mean, Trump, you know, I know you're going into the Nevada stuff right now, but like Trump had like a, you know, big roundtable with Latinos for Trump yesterday. I believe it was yesterday. And I don't know if you play, I don't know if you have any of those videos, but I'm pretty sure I saw one. A headline. I didn't get a chance to actually listen to it, but actually I caught it real quick. And the lady's like, "I will take a bullet for you."
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It sounded exactly like Assun. You know, like when she said that when in our text, she's like, "I'm ready to die for this country before it goes to communism." I was just like,
"There's many people like us, homie, like who got a whiff, even just a whiff of communism." Yeah, fucking Che Guevara was in Guatemala trying to sell his bullshit. So, I mean, Central Americans and a lot of Latin American countries are very well aware of this fucking bullshit that leftism brings. So, the next video, like Tim said, I'm gonna show you, okay? And I've never seen this again. Been following politics for a long time. This is Nevada. This is name me a concert. Who's a popular rock star today that people are going to be running to get front row seats to?
Cardi B.
That's what you're seeing right now. This is like the WAP concert.
Oh,
this is in Nevada.
Hold on. So for the listener who can't see this, basically you've got a, looks like a parking lot or whatever, with people basically
they
running
open the gates.
To yep. get.
They open the gates
and they're running to get tickets to
the Trump rally.
They're trying to get front row seats.
Yeah.
Oh, so they already have tickets. They're just trying to get in.
They sat in line. These guys are sitting in line for 2 days.
And this is in Nevada?
Yeah.
Nevada.
Las Vegas?
No,
Nevada. No,
Northern
this is,
Nevada.
Yeah.
Northern? Okay.
But either way, dude, When did you see this?
No, I'm just wondering.
When did you see this? A stampede.
No.
The only time I've ever seen that is like when you go to Six Flags and they, you know, you're sitting at the gate and they open it up and everybody runs to like the newest ride just so they can get out. Oh yeah, we used to do that all the time at Six Flags. sit at the front of the gate and just beeline it right through, man. Run through, okay. You know.
I'm gonna show you another. I'm gonna show you another video. Okay. Now, don't read the title. Don't read the title. But where would you guess this is at? Don't read the title.
New York. I'm not looking at the title. That looks like New York.
Where would you guess this is at? Heidi, where would you guess this is at? Heidi, stop. Stop falling asleep on the fucking microphone.
Heidi
is done with this show.
I'm going to say some Asian country like, I don't know, Korea or China or...
Heidi, where do you think this is at?
No, I would say it's got to be a big downtown city, so...
Just say something.
For the Phoenix. Listener,
oh, not for
the
listener, close.
This is a lot of high rise. This is in Canada, and listen to what they're chanting.
It's a parade going down the main street there. It's a parade of people. I don't know if it's a parade.
But protest.
What?
Anytime.
Oh, it's
anytime.
A peaceful. It's a fiery, but mostly peaceful.
So
we can't hear what they're saying. What are they saying? Nelson.
They're chanting USA.
Dude, in you know, Canada. Germany had one. Dude, so Germany.
Oh, yeah, they're pissed.
So let me tell you something. This is becoming a world phenomenon right now.
Yeah, everybody in the Germany, world is tired of
Ireland,
being locked up.
No. So Germany, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand. I mean, there's a big one going on in Belarus after the explosion because the guy got reelected and they're ready to kill that guy. But you know what they're all saying? They're all chanting USA, Donald Trump. We support Donald Trump. Can you like save us here in Germany? Like, I'm looking at this going because all they have, and I can attest to this, you know, from family, friends, and whatnot, from overseas and whatnot, and family. All they have over there is CNN. They don't get Fox or anything like that. So all they get is CNN. So they only see the hatred of Donald Trump. But Q, now that it's worldwide, is starting to cue everybody. And they're realizing like, holy shit, Donald Trump's doing a lot. And they're like, these motherfuckers. So Donald Trump is becoming like the world, like almost like exactly like the end of the rise of the cabal, the fall of the cabal. Was basically he's like the great awakening and he's the savior of the world. And I'm just
it's
like,
the
oh,
banner.
No.
It's the like, banner call it. For unity, man. No, look. And what's crazy about this is that more and more, and I'm seeing this, and obviously you guys see that these are TikTok videos, okay? And I'm going to show you this one.
Started
here.
On the 4th of July, 1867, in Houston, Texas, by 150 blacks and 20 whites.
I bet you didn't know that shit now, did you?
It was that way across the South. Republican parties
now,
were started in the South by...
Just for the listener, this is a documentary that talks about the history of the Republican Party and what's been happening and how the Republican Party, the initial candidates for the Republican Party, a lot of them were blacks across the country, across a lot of states in the country in the South, and how a lot of the first candidates were black in a lot of these states. And so the funny part about this is that there's the guy who TikTok this gives his own commentary, and it's funny. I'm gonna start it again because it's worth watching.
Started on the 4th of July, 1867, in Houston, Texas, by 150 blacks and 20 whites.
I bet you didn't know that shit now, did you?
It was that way across the South. Republican parties were started in the South by African Americans.
Black people was the original Republicans. We started this Republican shit, and this is the motherfucking thanks they get.
In the state of Texas, two of our first three statewide Republican chairmen were African American.
Well, go on.
The first 42 black legislators elected in Texas were all Republican.
Can I hear more?
The first 112 black legislators elected in Mississippi were all Republican.
You bullshitting.
The first 190 black legislators elected in South Carolina were all Republican.
Is there more?
the first 41 in Georgia, the first 127 in Louisiana. So now you've got all these African Americans really stepping up and starting to gain political standing, political power.
And you know who couldn't take that.
Now, and this is a clear example of the history that's not being taught, because I didn't learn this. Even 30 years ago.
Would never teach you this.
I didn't learn this.
Never get this in a school. No way. A public school, at least.
But this is important history that people don't fucking know about, and you need to know about this history because...
Exactly.
No, the important history being taught today now is when the teachers told the girls last week that it's important they continue to pay taxes, and they need to pay more taxes.
That's
what's important.
What I find interesting about this, I didn't know you were going to play this video, because just today, I was actually trying to look up how many... It cracked me up, because as we're talking about, you know, the Republican Party being, you know, the party of everybody, I was thinking about that today, because I'm like, you know, you see a lot of black representatives, you know, for Congress on the Senate and in the House of Reps this year. And I was like, shit, I was trying to look up, like, how many are actually on the ballot this year, because the Republican ticket has a lot. You know, you got Kim Klasick, you got Burgess, even though Vernon, he's a state, but like, you got that, you know, you got him, Tim Scott, you know, and there's more. And I don't know every single one. You know, I could, because Google would not give it to me. They wanted to show everything else but that. You know what I mean? So it's just crazy, because when you see this video, the reason why, to your point, I believe you do not learn about this in school. Because it would go against the grain of, Republicans are bad.
Yeah,
you know, right, because it goes against the little bit more left leaning. I'm gonna say left leaning. Right. I'm not gonna go completely crazy, but a little bit more of the left leaning curriculum. Right? They want to teach, you know, 1691, but they don't want to 1619.
Martin
but they don't
Luther
teach
King Jr.
about this
was a Republican.
Yes.
Okay? So. The history, even the foundation of the Republican Party was an abolitionist party, an abolitionist to the slavery mentality. So this needs to be taught in history, but it doesn't fit the agenda, like Tim says. Now, these past few videos that I've been playing have been TikTok videos. And yes, I'm still on TikTok, even though they're censoring me.
It's going to be Oracle videos soon.
However,
Oracle's the one when
Oracle's taking over TikTok.
Oracle has been chosen as the owners of the U.S. operations of TikTok. This just broke this weekend.
Huh.
Oracle wins bid for TikTok in U.S. Microsoft proposal has been rejected. Now, the CEO, Larry Ellison, the CEO of Oracle, is a pro-Trump conservative. Yes. This might be the new conservative platform. And this is awesome news. Yeah. I love this. There's a reason. I don't know. I felt it in my gut. I was like, I'm just going to keep on keeping on. And Oracle just won the bid, man. And again, the CEO of Oracle is a conservative. And he's a pro-Trump conservative.
I guess we'll let the girls keep their TikTok.
Dude.
So the one thing that I did see is that the algorithm is now the next part. That's the problem. They don't want to give up the algorithm.
No.
China doesn't want to give up the algorithm.
Well, because they'll probably realize, like, what the hell is in that algorithm. They're going to be like, uh-oh.
Hey, even if they don't, it's going to be TikTok.com. And, hey, if they don't give up the algorithm, you know, you got so many... almost everybody, dude, this is it. I mean, it's over. It's over for the Chinese, right? The Chinese people don't want to admit this. They play a big role. I mean, they're a big competitor. They're the biggest competitor in America.
So AOC, see, this is again where the Democrats, where these progressives, no. We haven't talked about my future ex-wife.
No. Jesus. Horse mouth. He means horse mouth.
Hey, man. Hey. So anyway, what I find interesting is they all play their hand very early. So when Trump did his rally in Oklahoma and the K-pop took over, you know, and she's like, we all were on TikTok and keep doing it. Yay, girl power. We hate Trump.
Jesus.
What happened right after?
Don't ever do that again.
No, but what happened right after? What happened right? What happened right after? Oh, okay. We did some more digging. Obviously, this is not anything new. Everybody knew that TikTok was owned by China. And okay, we're going to put a ban on TikTok and you have until September 15th. Uh-oh. You played your hand, you dummies. If you would have just shut the fuck up instead of bragging about it. Because AOC is that type of person where she thinks that she calls the shots because she's another one that's never been checked. So when Donald Trump checks her, she's been real quiet lately. So I don't know. Something's going on with her. She's been real quiet lately.
She's done.
But every time she opens up that mouth, like he just, you know, when she talks about Green New Deal, he's like, oh yeah, they're going to listen to AOC that doesn't even, you know shit from Shinola about the, you know, she's got economics. She knows everything about the Green New Deal. Get out of here, you dummy. You know what I'm saying? So, and she tries to bark and everybody, it's like Cardi B trying to be a politician. It's like, no, dummy. Like, just
Cardi B.
Just vote on stuff and classy. Don't speak. Because
No, don't vote. No, fucking don't vote.
No, meaning AOC, you go, like, vote on your bills. You know, like, go do your Republican. No,
just get voted out.
Do your
she
job.
Just needs to get voted out.
No, she won't. She's not going to get voted out. That's the unfortunate thing. She's in a...
You don't think so?
Nah, because, she's not going to get voted out.
We'll see. We'll see. I mean, New York is New York might be in play, but we'll see. I mean, Tim might be right, but that district might not. But however, the rest of New York, I think, is going red. All right,
right.
We're gonna end it here, and how we do on every episode, we're gonna end.
Hey, we didn't talk about the snitch. We didn't talk the breaking news about the snitch.
We've gone long enough, man. Where this is now over an hour. I mean. Do you want to cover it?
We can talk about it another time.
We'll talk about it another time. George Floyd apparently was found that he's a police informant. New documents
to the
revealed
FBI and all
to the FBI.
Yeah.
But we won't talk about it because, you know what I mean? Like, nobody's going to get a golden casket. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to close it out. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and soon, Oracle TikTok. I'm going to start posting soon, and I'm not going to get banned.
If it's Oracle, I'm on there.
Give us a follow, hit that like button, and share some of the content, and we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Guten Tag.
See ya. Wash your hands and wash your ass. And don't mistakenly wipe your cell phone.
Jesus.
Wipe the data off your cell phone.
Don't mistakenly wipe your
cell phone. And when you're wiping your ass, don't wipe it with your phone.